sales advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-truth Tuesday edition. I see you there, CJ. We're going to make a little rule. And I've got a rule for you as well, Dom.
I don't follow the rules, man. I break the rules.
You could be my wingman anytime.
No, you can be mine.
CJ, I'm going to let you talk. But the topic at hand is the January 6th and the law and order. And if you're a law and order guy, I want you to address the criminality, the alleged criminality of what happened on January 6th. And then we can move on to you crapping on my president. But let's start, CJ. Let's see if we can play this game. Welcome to the show.
I don't believe it. Hey, CJ.
Yeah, hey there, guys.
You're a law and order guy, right? Are you troubled at all by the reporting of what a guy like Kevin McCarthy said, that perhaps active members of Congress, Republicans like Mo Brooks, were putting other people in jeopardy, sir? Other members of Congress. Can you think that that would be troubling, CJ, as a law and order guy?
If they prove that, but they won't, because the mere fact that January 6th is the Democrats finally care about crime and the police. You know, you can look at your own downtown.
It wasn't just crime. It was an insurrection against the government.
And, you know,
CJ,
there's new polling coming out tomorrow, CJ. Like 1% of Americans name crime as their number one issue. And wait till you see the new Marquette polling. They're polling Wisconsinites like you and I, CJ. Crime might be on the list. It's a question asked, but it's not going to lead. That's not where people's heads are at. Not unless you're watching Fox News all day.
I listened to Matt Flynn earlier, and gosh, he agrees with me. You know, America's watching how Biden handled Afghanistan and the border.
We're not talking Afghanistan and the border, dude. J6. Tell me, how should we deal with the criminals of January 6th?
The red wave is coming in November, and they ain't talking about January 6th.
No, the red wave was January 6th, dude. The big lie. Tell me this, CJ.
And groceries.
Are you for the rantham side of the Republican Party, which would try to roll back the Electoral College of the last election, CJ? Are you for the Rebecca Clayfish version of the Republican Party? I'd call her more the establishment, but you got to pick a side, dude, because
I'm looking forward to seeing the candidates, including Tim Michaels, because he's going to destroy the Democrat Party.
Well, he went down to Trump. He went down to Mar-a-Lago to see Trump like they all do. So he checked that box for you, CJ, right? He's the right kind of Republican.
We love Trump's policies. Maybe not Trump himself, but I love his policies.
CJ, do you think Trump incited an insurrection? Do you think Trump was in the center of the planning of... CJ, do you think Donald Trump was the center, the linchpin, and very much involved in all of this, in encouraging and planning for the attack on the Capitol?
No.
You don't think Trump had anything to do with it?
But I think it should be investigated. You know,
by who?
Here's the thing. The January 6th Commission, we're going to see that. And so many of them, that's why Merrick Garland's doing such a great job, because most of those people broke in to get selfies taken with
most of them might have. But some actually planned a coup against the vice president. CJ, we talked last week. Jamie Raskin.
Trudy.
What?
I hear those guys should be punished if they did. But here's the thing. You know, I still haven't heard you talk about the 19 visits by Hunter's partner.
Because it's not relevant, man. Hunter Biden wasn't plotting a coup against democracy. And if Hunter Biden is corrupt, I have no problem if he gets prosecuted, CJ. I don't care if some ne'er-do-well son of Joe Biden gets prosecuted. But I got a lot of problem with what I'm hearing. Now, I heard more from Jamie Raskin last night. He was the one that said that, you know, the most chilling six words he had heard. Joe Biden's not getting in, Mike Pence, the vice president, is not getting in the car. Right? We talked about that. And I asked why. And I've seen further reporting that Pence said, I don't know the driver. And if part of the coup was effectively take him off campus and keep him away, I mean, maybe not a rendition. Maybe they're not going to waterboard his ass. But he refused to get in the car. And I think that's an incredible tell. The vice president would rather stay at the U.S. Capitol while they're chanting hang Mike Pence than get in the car. And why is that? Because Pence knew that this was a coup against the vice presidency and against democracy. And when we get to the bottom of this, man, then I can fight with you about Afghanistan policy and inflation and everything else, CJ. But until we restore law and order in regards to the criminality of Republicans and militia members, and probably the former president of the United States was directing it through staff, guys like Mark Meadows. I mean, there's thousands of texts.
Well, and that's just the thing. And while I appreciate, you know, at least the semblance of honesty from CJ, well, if that's what happened, they should be punished. Well, then what kind of evidence do you need to see? What else do you need to see? The implication is already certainly there. Look at Mark Meadows. I mean, you can go in circles around Donald Trump and look at everybody in his orbit and look at some of the audio that's come out and read some of the tweets that's come out. And without getting into it, there's an article by CNN posted up on our Facebook page today. There's a congressman from Pennsylvania, apparently all dialed into all of this. He's a rep. His name is Scott Perry, former brigadier general, been in Congress for a long time.
Not to be confused with the insurrectionist Rick Perry, former energy secretary, former Texas governor, because
as near as
I could tell, he was the first one to propose, hey, man, I'm all down for a coup. When do we start the coup?
And this particular Perry from Pennsylvania was in touch with Meadows many, 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 many times. And according to CNN, on at least five occasions, Perry texts Meadows to request the conversation move to the encrypted messaging app Signal or to alert Meadows to a message he sent on the encrypted platform. And my question for you, CJ, is why in the hell are congressmen and Meadows, Trump, the White House, communicating with crypto, with encrypted messaging? Why is that? That's the same thing that happened with the Russian investigation. Mueller was unable to determine, in many cases, what happened because there was communications with encrypted platforms.
Do you see what Ivanka Trump texted out, sort of a group text? Here's what she reportedly said. We find this in the Mark Meadows text, I believe. You are all warriors of epic proportions. Keep the faith and the fight. A lot of caps and exclamation points, sort of a Trump trait, right?
Heart emoji.
Now, Seth Meyers, late night host Seth Meyers, had this to say last night. She's trying to overturn the results of an election with the tone of a Peloton instructor. And also, just a tip, if you're planning a coup, maybe don't do it via group chat. And then he, you know, imagine the next time around. Should do the coup on TikTok, question mark? I think that would be totally slay, LMK.
Terrible.
Let me know.
Listen, but here's the problem. There is evidence that members of Congress and White House staff have been communicating with encrypted platforms. That is some messed up BS. You don't do those kinds of things unless you're trying to specifically hide the criminality of what you're engaging in. Why would you do that?
Common sense to hide the criminality. It's in the public reporting already. You know what I mean? It's in the public reporting already. Let's keep going down the phones. Your opinion's welcome. 844-967-2789. Sometimes. Joe from Madison, you're always welcome here. What do you got?
Absolutely. Hey, Joe.
I shouldn't be laughing, but today's show, beautifully done, but is full of some very comic moments. I think the notion of the sartorial stylings of Mel Brooks, who just happened to wear a bulletproof vest to a vote to certify an election. I mean, that's what people are wearing now, is a bulletproof vest. Why not, right? Instead of the usual tie and suit ensemble, wear bulletproof vests. That doesn't mean anything. Who would ever guess? And I think we should refer to Robin Voss as Caveman Voss from now on, because he caved to the Trump men, and we're throwing more money down the sewer of Mr. Gableman. And I think it is laughable beyond belief that it's going to be better if we just reduce the guy's salary. Right? I mean, it's still okay.
It's all swell, then.
Just reduce the guy's salary.
You know, while I like that caveman boss, I would prefer something that either includes capitulation or let's call him the handyman.
Very nice.
See what I did there, Joe?
Oh, great.
Very nice. You really taught me there. That's much, much better. I can't even get close to it. I mean, I am kind of curious if they're going to reduce the salary by how much, or if they're going to make it hourly, perhaps, or, maybe...
It should be based on performance, Joe. You know, I mean, win a court case and you get $100,000, dude. How about that? You know, $1 million, whatever, something.
Maybe they should cut his salary down to what Robin Voss makes. Although he's got like $1.4 million in annual staffer salary, Voss does. Voss technically only makes like $55,000 plus a little bump for per diem, right?
Yeah, it doesn't count the popcorn money, though.
I mean, hell, Gableman's making $131,000 cool.
Well, perhaps they could switch jobs for a while, you know, do a little job share kind of thing. Maybe that's the way to go. I don't know. I just found it hysterical that if you just cut the salary, reduce the salary, then it's okay. You know, there's no problem then. That's the way to tackle.
But, Joe, you know that Robin Voss absolutely doesn't believe the big lie. You know that this was all Voss's failed effort to satisfy the Cheeto Messiah and keep him off his ass. And
which
now he's created... I mean, he's created a monster that is Gableman. Michael Big Lie Gableman is going to haunt Voss's ass for the rest of this elective cycle, maybe for the rest of his political career. Because Gableman's not going
history,
anywhere.
Joe. Right. He's got nowhere else to go. This is now a part of history, Joe. We're all part of it.
Good luck to us all.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Always appreciate hearing from you, our fair audience. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze Mark in before the break. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guy. Thanks for the Joe palate cleanser after CJ, because he just can't resist, you know, going after Hunter Biden, you know, that and the insurrection was, it was an insurrection. It was a violation of the oath of office of every congressperson that participated in the, or supported this, because they take an oath to the Constitution to uphold and support the Constitution, not how many, you know, people cross the border or those laws like that, but it's the Constitution of the United States they're supposed to support, and they violated that oath. The guys who voted against certifying Joe Biden in that election were violating their oath of office, because those electors had been certified back in December, I think, is when they hold that initial certification. It's just for them to, just for the Congress people to, you know, on January 6th to actually, you know, report what had been the certification of the electors, if I have that right. I might not be using the correct verbiage there. But, I mean, we have people out there now, you know, like on the previous program, there's like Mark Lamprick, who writes in occasionally and tears at us, but saying, oh, we got the next election in hand, we've got all kinds of poll watchers and actual people, you know, people, partisan people working the polls, you know, to keep things under control.
Well, it's always been the case, though, Mark. You know, they have poll watchers. There's Dems, there's Independents, there's Republicans. I mean, okay, so what? I mean, encourage that. Volunteer, yes, go do that. Go sit down there, relieve all the little old ladies and little old men that volunteer their retired time to go do that and take the grief that they've been getting, because a guy lost the election and he knew he was going to lose it, laid down the seed corn a year before and got everyone to justify his seditious conspiracy coup attempt against the government.
Republicans think they're going to win the next election on the strength of the report of Michael Big Lie Gableman. And I heard Jimmy Kimmel last night calling MTG perjury Taylor Greene. I thought that was quite clever. I think I heard another one. You know, she was so angry the other day. I heard she sunburned her testicles. Come back with us. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Will we mature?
Nah, probably not.